but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now I'm saved, oh yeah, Lamb lifted me.
Song, ask Brother World to come pray for us. That song that says, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord is turned supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the light, the deep. Talk about Jesus more, and let's talk about Him. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of the glory. Oh yes, the power and majesty of salvation.
about Jesus. Oh, oh yeah. Let's talk about Jesus. The bread of life is He, the Savior of the world, the Lamb of Galilee, the prophet, priest, and king. The mighty God is He. Let's talk about Jesus. Oh yeah. Oh, let's talk about Him. Let's talk about Jesus. The Prince of Peace is He, the great physician too, gone through all history, the lily ring and pure wine, the rose and Sharon tree, the shepherd of such tender. Let's talk about Jesus, the Rock of Ages, the Lamb of sin is slain, the Man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the Word of God sublime. He is the bridegroom. So one more time, that last verse.
Let's talk about
the Rock of Ages, the Lamb of sin is slain,
the Man of Calvary,
the great Emmanuel, the Word of God supplied.
Once again, we want to come before you to thank you this evening, Father. We thank you for keeping us safe this week, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for
us.
Father, we thank you even for this time that we could sing these songs. What a great privilege it is, Lord, Father, to come in your presence and express our love to you, Lord, in return, Father, of the love that you have expressed unto us through the week, Father. Lord, what a time it is that we could come and blow out the steam, Lord, as we praise you, and then you refresh our souls, Lord, ready, Lord, to complete this week again. So we pray tonight as we submit ourselves to you that you have your way, O God. Help us, Father, to let go of everything else, Lord, and just worship you, Father, and praise you. We want to commit the service into your hands. Bless our brethren that are so faithful, Lord, standing in the post of duty tonight. May you use them, Father, O God, to the edification of your children, praying for the minister as he comes. Use him also tonight, Father, to speak unto your children. We commit the saints that are not here, Father, into your hands. Bless them also tonight, Father, even as we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing one. Thank you, brother. Let's sing that song. John was in the Spirit
on the Lord's day. Hear a voice from heaven, and this is what it said: Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hey, oh, I live forevermore. He said, "Me, oh." It's
Give me that old time religion.
are so happy and we are happy, hallelujah. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan land, and this feels like heaven. Oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's land, and this feels like heaven to me. So when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Don't understand us, you see. We're filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt, and this feels like it. Oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's land, and this feels like heaven to me. Heard of sweet music, that heavenly chord, glory land over the sea. A soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord, and this feels like, oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven. Oh, I crossed over Jordan, very devil's come, Father, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's land, and this feels like heaven to me.
Amen. Oh, my brother, do you know the Savior? He's wondrous, kind and true.
Oh, my brother.
Lord said, one more time, the chorus.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak to me, Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Oh,
speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Oh, yes, Lord, speak to us tonight.
Speak, my Lord.
Send me, Lord.
Amen. Oh, what a great song. Music that we've sung from the deep of our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, Lord, we have come.
Amen.
And we know that, Lord, there is something good in store for us. And all that, Lord, from what we have just sang to lift up your name, O Lord. We want you to speak to us tonight, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's only your voice we want to hear. It's only your word that we want to hear. And Lord, we want to say thank you for the day so far, Lord. As Father, you have once again called us to come to your house, Lord. We thank you for our homes, in our working places. Every journey message that, Lord, you have given to us, far and near, Lord. Oh, we know that, Lord Jesus, today, this evening, you purpose something for your children. And Lord, we have come with all humility, with all reverence, with all obedience, that, Lord, you speak to us tonight by your word, O God, in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, oh, we are thankful, the Lord Jesus. Even you have made known unto us, you have revealed to us the mystery of your will. Oh, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gather together, oh Lord, your children from the north, south, east, and west in Christ Jesus. And Lord, tonight, even our meeting here, Lord, we know it is fulfilling, oh God. Oh, what you have purposed, Lord Jesus, in your heart to gather your children, Lord, and speak to them, Lord. And so, Father, tonight, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we give all the glory to you. What you have done for us this day, Lord, your grace has been sufficient for us. Oh, your mercies, oh Lord, your protection, oh, your sustaining power, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So tonight, Lord, as you called us, we have responded, Lord, and have been, oh Lord, reverent Lord, to come to your presence, Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, even as it already been prayed, we still, Lord, commit our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
Lord, we know that, oh God, they would have liked to be here, oh God. Lord, for reasons, Lord Jesus, bless them, O God, wherever they are. Even, Father, we commit our pastor also into your hands and the family, Lord, all the way over in Nava, Ireland, Lord. Father, reach them, O God, and bless them, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we are going to look into your word, O God. But, Lord, you are the one, the author of it, O God. We don't know anything about, Lord, your word, O God. It takes only the Holy Spirit, Lord, to bring the interpretation thereof, Lord. And, Father, that's why, Lord God, we seek the presence of the Holy Spirit now to come in our midst, Lord Jesus, and take your word, O God, and make it a living bread unto us. For we, Lord Jesus, we sit at your feet, O God, with all expectation, Lord, with all our ears, tend, O God, our hearts lifted up, O Lord, that, Lord, you speak to us, O God, this evening. We thank you once again in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we, as we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. Tonight we are continuing with last week, our subject, the three worlds. We may try to finish today, Lord willing. Amen. So we shall read our text from 2 Peter. Sorry. Let me see something here. Second Peter 1, we shall read from I'm missing the scripture. Bye. Have a wrong this here. 2 Peter 3. Second Peter 3. We shall read from 5 to 7, and then we go down to 13. Amen. 2 Peter 3. We read from 5 to 7. Let's hear the word of God. For this, they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Then let's go down to 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, what great and wonderful your words that we have read, Lord. Father, it takes the Holy Spirit, oh, to bring this, Lord, unto us. That's why, Lord Jesus, this very moment, we ask the leadership of the Holy Spirit now to come, take the word of God, and bring it, Lord, unto us. Speak to us, Lord, tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Please forgive me. I missed the scriptures here. Forgive me. Now, last week, we were looking at this great scripture, which reveals a future home. Amen. A place where dwelleth righteousness. But we know that always there are some people who will always try to debunk the truth always try to derail our faith. Amen. And we have known those people to be what? Scoffers. Praise the Lord. There are those people that will always try to debunk the truth, make fun of it. And there are those also that will try to derail your faith. They are all scoffers. And when we trace these scoffers, we can trace them all the way through the Word of God, through the Bible. They are all there. Amen. And in all instances, and on all occasions, God's unfailing word proved them wrong. Amen. In all instances, on all occasions, God's unfailing word, God's unfailing prophecies, always does what? It does what? Found them on the wrong side. Amen. And so also, these last days scoffers, they will find themselves on the wrong side. And so Apostle Peter was talking about the scoffers of these last days. Said they will come, walking in their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue the same as it was from the beginning. Amen. The scoffers of this day. But once again, my brother, my sister, these scoffers, they will find themselves on the wrong side. Amen. And I want to just pick one instance in the Old Testament to buttress these scoffers that all the time their aim, whatever they are looking for, it finds them on the wrong side. Amen. I'm trying to refer to a certain story, which is the truth, in 2 Kings 7, 1. It's all about when a great siege, but you see that one in 2 Kings 6, 25. There was what? A great siege upon the city of Samaria by their enemy, the Syrians. They laid a strong siege upon the city of Samaria. No one can go in, no one can come out. My brother, it was a serious one. Amen. Till it came to a time that even they had to kill. They had to kill their own children and eat them. My brother, if you want us to read that place, 2 Kings 6, 28 to 29. Let's read something from there. Sorry. 2 Kings. And the king said unto her, what aileth thee? And the woman, and she answered, this woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. My brother, my sister, look at this. A siege upon the city. No one goes, no one comes. And so now, two women. One said, okay, bring your son. Let us eat him today. Then tomorrow, we will eat my own son. My brother. And so this woman brought the son, and they ate. Then the following day, bring your own. She hit her own child. So he has to go and report to the king. My brother, what was going on in the city? Oh, praise the Lord. It wasn't a small thing. Amen. It wasn't a small thing. Then look at the situation. Then came the prophet of God, Elisha. Amen. Let's read that one in 2 Kings 7, 1. Then came Elisha. He said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time. Amen. Showing the time itself. That shows that it will not fail. About this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Now, the scoffers, they've had a field day. Amen. They've had a field day to debunk what the prophet of God has spoken. Because look at the situation, the condition. No one goes out, no one comes in. Meanwhile, the men of the city are so weak. How are they going to fight? How is it going to happen? But my brother, my sister, this is a prophet of God that has spoken, that thus saith the Lord. Amen. That tomorrow, a measure of fine flour will be sold for 2 shekels. Amen. And a measure of barley for 2 shekels. Thus saith the Lord. And then the scoffers had a real field day to debunk. And one of them was the very right-hand man of the king. Look at what he said. My brother, go down a little, let me see. Look at what he said. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Oh, my. And the prophet of God told him, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. Amen. Amen. My brother, God has spoken. And then look at the scoffer. What he is saying. That even if God opens the windows of heaven, how can this thing be? Amen. Meanwhile, my brother, in the city, according to the word of God, he said they were selling the head of a camel for 4 scores of shekels. 4 score. A score is what? 20. So 4 score is what? 80 shekels for the head, not even the meat, the head of an ass. Amen. That was the condition in the city. Meanwhile, an ass is what? It's an animal that what? The Jews take it as what? An animal of an unclean animal. The Jews take an ass as an unclean animal. But because of the situation, now they are eating it. And look at the price. 80 shekels for the head of an what? An ass. And my brother, you could just imagine that Judas, even accepted what? 30 shekels for Jesus Christ. Yeah. Could just imagine that. That Judas accepted what? 30 shekels for Jesus. But look at the situation in Samaria city. The head of what? An unclean animal. 80 shekels. So you could see the situation that was in the city of Samaria. And so when the man of God came and spoke, that thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and a measure of barley will be sold for 2 shekels. The scoffers, they started to what? Derail the faith of what? The people. Amen. So that's the work of what? Scoffers. Anything that God has spoken, my brother, my sister, it has to come to pass. Amen. There's no way that is going to fail. And so Apostle Peter saying that there is a new heaven and a new earth, my brother, my sister. It is yea and amen. But now, Peter, Apostle Peter, warned us that in these last days, these scoffers will come and try to derail our faith that there is no what? There is no new heaven anywhere. There's no new earth anywhere. Amen. So we got that warning from Apostle Peter. But one thing is that, my brother, we believe every word of God. Amen. So last week, we were looking at these three worlds. And we saw that the antediluvian world, that is the world before the flood, already we have heard that it perished. Amen. Why it perished? Was because the Bible says the wickedness of the people was so great. Amen. In that the imagination of their heart was always evil continually. For that reason, God destroyed the first world. Amen. Then we came to the second world. That is this present moment that we are living in. The second world, this moment that we are living in. And that also, the scripture is telling us that the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire. This very world, the second world we are living in. My brother, if you hear such a word from the prophets of God, that's why we went back to the Old Testament. What Elisha said, the condition at that time, what Elisha said, he said, thus saith the Lord. Amen. It came to pass. Yes. Truly, that Lord of the king who debunked the prophet's word, if you continue reading, you know, the king appointed him to be what? In charge of the sales that was going to go on at the gate. And so when the people of the city heard that the prophecy had come to pass, the people, they searched towards the gates of Samaria. And because of that, they stampeded on this man. Amen. And he died. He saw it, as what the prophet said, but he never tasted of it. Praise God. So when God speaks, my brother, my sister, it is yea and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So my brother, let not the scoffers deceive you and tell you that there is nothing like what? A new heaven or a new earth. Amen. We believe every word of God. Praise the Lord. And so, if the word tells us that this world has been kept in store, reserved unto fire, my brother, something got to move in your heart. Amen. Something got to move you. Because the word of God will never fail. As Elisha's word never failed, the word of God has never failed at any time. Amen. It will never fail at any time. And so when you hear something like this, that this world has been kept in store, God has kept it in store, has reserved it for unto fire, then my brother, something, my sister, something got to move in your heart to find a way. And there is always one way. And that one way is Christ Jesus. Amen. You got to find him. Yes. Amen. Got to find a way so that you will not be caught up with this situation when this world is going to be set on fire. Amen. There is only one way. My brother, every word of God, scoffers, they will find themselves on that day in the wrong place. They will see it just like that Lord of the King saw it. They will see it on the day of judgment. There they will know that, hey, these things, we heard it and we thought it will never come to pass. It will surely come to pass. Amen. And so, the reason why God destroyed the first world, that's the same reason he's destroying this world also. Amen. Praise God. Because he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in this day also. And these days, oh my brother, my sister, the situation is worse than even Noah's day. And this is our time. The sin is worse than it was in the first world. Because in the first world, it was the situation, the condition of Noah's day. But in this our time, he said it will be like Noah's day and it will be like Lot's day. Amen. And it will be a perilous time. And at the same time, there is a spirit of Laodicea. All these four things. Oh, my brother, my sister. Is the Lord going to spare this world? He's not going to spare this world. Amen. As we read last week, the prophet said, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same, when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. Amen. If God doesn't act the same, when the same circumstances arise, the same circumstances that arise has arisen, Noah's day we have seen it, Lord's day we have seen it. He said, God's sovereignty, I love that one, God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case. God's sovereignty demands him to do that. That what he did in the first, he had to repeat it the second time. If the same circumstance arises, amen. The same thing about faith, amen. Same thing about faith. The same faith that someone was able to bring the word of God to pass is the same situation this day. Amen. If you can raise your faith to that same situation, it will come to pass. Amen. He's got to act the same every time, my brother, my sister. Amen. So the scoffers in this our day, they said, where is the coming of the Lord? What's the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue to be as they were from the beginning. But we, We, oh hallelujah, we, praise God, according to his word, we believe that new heavens and the new earth, it is there where dwelleth what? Righteousness. Amen. We believe it. The scoffers can say whatever they want to say, but we believe it. We believe that God says so, and that settles it. That's what we believe. God says so, and that settles it. Amen. That's why we don't sit at the seat of scoffers, but we believe every word. Amen. We have read Apostle Peter telling us that a new heaven and a new earth. But one thing is that, my brother, before, long before, even Apostle Peter said this, let us listen to what the good old Isaiah also said. Amen. Good old Isaiah. Isaiah said, "For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and a former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, "For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But ye be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying." Amen. Amen. So long before Apostle Peter was talking about a new heaven and new earth, where dwelleth what? What dwelleth righteousness? Good old prophet Isaiah had already prophesied about what? About a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. My brother, my sister. Shall we call another witness? Let's call another witness. Let's call another witness. That's John. Let's open to the book of Revelation. Amen. Let's call John also here. Oh, hallelujah. I know John also said something like that. Then said John said something that I saw a new heaven and new earth. Who can remember that scripture? It just struck me just now. Yeah. Chapter 21. Revelation 21.
Now John also, he saw it with his own eyes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
He said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride and adorned for her husband." "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God."
giving the fourth one, let me see. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. We have three witnesses now, all speaking about what? A new heaven and a new earth. My brother, my sister, the scoffers can say whatever they want to say. We believe every word of God. Apostle Peter has spoken about it. Isaiah has spoken about it. John saw it with his own eyes. Amen. My brother, don't allow the scoffers to kill your faith. We have a place to go. Amen. This is not our home. We have a place to go, a place that has been prepared for us. Praise God. Unless someone is able to tell me that one word, one prophecy here that the man of God prophesied, that it never came to pass. Amen. And this is the book that has never seen any kind of word change, because the author himself said, add nothing to it and take away nothing from it. And if he would tarry for 1,000 more years, this book will still fit into every generation that is to come. Amen. There's no other book like unto this. Amen. Now let us see how this world is going to pass away. Amen. Let's see how it's going to pass away. And we shall read, let's read something from the same Peter, 2 Peter 3. Let's start from verse 11. It said, and see that all these things shall be dissolved. No, let's start from 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now we are going to see how this world is going to pass away. Amen. Let's remain at that verse 10. Let's remain at that verse. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. Now the prophet in this message, the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride, he said heaven and earth will pass away. This, our world, will pass away. This means passing from one form to another. The pass away, that's the meaning. Passing from one form to another. And so this world is not going to be annihilated, but it's going to pass from one form to another. It doesn't mean annihilation. It means passing from one thing to another, from one condition to another. That's what this world is going to be. Amen. He said, notice here, Peter said, it will melt with fervent heat, and the works therein burnt up. But the planet, you see, the works therein, that means the works
that are going on in this earth here, that is what is going to what? To be completely burned out. The works of man is going to be burnt out. All the politicians and their schemes is going to be burnt out. All the denominations and man-made schemes will all go with it. They will all burn out. Amen. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The prophet said, did you notice here? Heaven will pass away with a great noise. Listen, the whole earth will be on fire. My brother, listen to what is going to happen. Again, it's the prophet of God that is speaking. Amen. The people in Samaria, those who heeded to Elisha, they received what? That measure of what? Measure of fine flour for one shekel. Oh my. A measure is such a very big weight. Praise the Lord. For one shekel. And a measure of barley for two shekels. Those who believed in the prophet Elisha. Amen. The scoffers, they were trampled down. Amen. And here, the prophet of our age, speaking what will happen upon this earth here. He said, did you hear it? Heaven shall pass away with a great noise. Did you notice here? Amen. He said, listen, the whole earth will be on fire and will ignite the gases that are in the earth and explode it. That's exactly. Amen. My brother, my sister, want to find a place to hide? And there's no place to hide. There's only one place. There's only one refuge. And that refuge, you find it in only one man. That's Christ Jesus. He said, such an explosion will rock it. And the prophet said, oh my. Such an explosion will rock it. Because it got to kill every disease. Every thistle, every thorn, everything that there is will be what? Had to be burnt out. The fire will burn it out. Amen. And remember, it's not altogether just a literal fire. It's not altogether to be a literal fire. It's also a holy fire. Amen. It's not just only going to be a literal fire, but it's going to be what? A holy fire. See? That will take away Satan and all of his and the devils. Oh, amen. All the scoffers. It's going to wipe all of them away. Amen. Both heaven and earth. Amen. Will pass away, killing all germs, all insects, all natural life on it. And around it, even the H2O, as the water, will explode. Think of it. Talk about a noise. Hey, that noise will be so great. Amen. My brother, my sister, you want to experience something like this? The prophet said, just think. Just think. Just think. She will catch fire and burn up. The elements will burn with fervent heat. And all the works in the earth will burn. All the water will explode. It will ignite and blow all. Everything will blow up. My. Volcanic will erupt. And thousands of miles into the air will be flying and burning hot lava. Hey, my brother. When I was reading this, I said, my.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Come, let our effort not be in vain, Lord. Help us, let the Holy Spirit continue to keep us online. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God will cleanse of every speck of all the sin and everything. All the devil will be bound and cast into the lake of fire, consuming fire. God's wrath of fire. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. So, at the end of it all, it is only the atmosphere around it, the sin that is upon the earth, that will be destroyed. Amen. We are talking about this very second world that we are living in. That is what is going to happen. Amen. Death and politics and sinful man and sinful woman and evil spirits will all be gone away and annihilated. See, it has to be done that way because we are going to live right here. Amen. We are coming to live here, and the Holy God can never live where there is no sin and filth. So all these things, see, we are going to live here. So every germ, every sickness, every man-made system, politics, sin, every evil spirit, oh, everything had to be what? Had to be burnt. Amen. See, this earth is holding all these things, but it wasn't made for that purpose. This earth is holding all these things, but it wasn't made for that purpose. Sin caused it to be that way. But thank God that one of these days, all these things are going to be taken care of in the lake of fire. Amen. The prophet said, such an explosion will rock it, oh my. The kingdoms of this earth will be annihilated, but not the earth. See, the earth will stand for the kingdom of heaven to take its place. Amen. Amen. So now, let's come back. Give us the same scripture. Now we continue to 11. We read 10. Now we can come to 11 now. Now, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be? Amen. In all holy conversation and godliness? Mm-hmm. Go on, 12. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the Lord, of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall be melt with fervent heat. Yes, 13. That's where we come to our scripture. Nevertheless, amen, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness. Amen. In all this, we, amen. We, according to his word. That means we believe every word because God has spoken, and that settles it. Amen. 14, last one. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Amen. So as you are looking for it, then my brother, then my sister, be diligent that you may be found in him, found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Amen. As Jesus himself said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. So my brother, my sister, the three world, we've come to how this very world is going to be destroyed. Praise the Lord. So if you are looking for such thing to happen, then be diligent. Amen. As the song leader and the musicians come, be diligent, my brother, my sister, tonight. Take a notice of all these things. Song leader and the musicians, as you are, you know that these things will come to pass if you believe it. The prophet of God has spoken. And it is what? It is the word of God. If you believe it, then, beloved, be diligent. Amen. Be diligent. That means be careful and be conscientious. And carry through your faith. Amen. So that when he comes, you'll be found in him. Peace. Amen. Yeah.
In this, the closing day of time, what hope the Lord so far for that so shall King of kings and Lord of lords is coming. Oh, he's coming soon. He's coming very soon. With joy we welcome his return.
Jesus, we thank you. Oh, this moment, my brother, my sister, the Lord has spoken, and we know when he speaks, it has to come to pass. That this, our world, is going to be destroyed. And we have known the prophet of our day has revealed to us how it is going to happen. My brother, my sister, this moment, as even Peter, Apostle Peter said, wherefore, beloved, see that ye look for such things. Be diligent. Be diligent, that you may be found in him. Peace. Without spot. And be blameless. If you believe it, then Lord, he's here. Just speak to him. Just a short prayer. The Lord, I believe that you are coming. I believe that all these things that have been spoken, it is yea and amen. Your prophets, they never spoke by their own intelligence. But as the scripture says, as they were moved by the power of the Holy Ghost, they spoke according to your mind, according to your purpose, according to what, Lord, you have planned, you have ordained. They speak your mind. So, Lord Jesus, tonight, what we have heard, we believe it with all our heart. That it is true. It is true. And so tonight, Lord, your children, we surrender to you, O God. We plead, Lord Jesus, that Lord, when you come, we will not be found wanting, Lord. But the Lord Jesus, you come to see us spotless, blameless, without blemish. Oh, Lord Jesus, ready to be taken away before all these things happen. Yes, Lord Jesus. We know we have 1,000 years, millennium. But after the millennium, all these things are going to happen, but you have promised that to the overcomers, that if we will be able to overcome, then the second death had no power over us. Lord, in this first resurrection, in this rapture, that's where we want to belong. Help us, Lord Jesus, help us. That, Lord, we will keep in line with your word. We ask it, Lord Jesus, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you.
Because he loves, I can face tomorrow.
God bless you. God bless you.
Because he
loves, giving us the right song. God richly bless you, brethren.
Here it comes. Oh, my fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. And life is good, the loving child. Because in it, God sent us a son. Because my Jesus lives.